rock of us. Study somebody, study. Y'all
had class together? Gotta pick up where
we just gonna jump right in.
Yes.
Yeah, we had classes together. We didn't have every class together, but we had some classes together.
Y'all used to get each other in trouble?
Nah. Wasn't
that. Get in trouble how?
Like, it's a serious moment in class.
The classes were big enough, most of them.
How many people was in y'all classes?
Depending on what class it was. Like, it really depends on what class it was. Because I've had classes that were, like, really big lecture style, and I've had smaller classes where it was just, like, 15, 20 of us.
All my classes were, like, 15, 20 of us. Even if it was lecture style, they was lecturing 15, 20 people.
I've had some like that, but I had some where I was, like...
Did they take attendance in y'all classes?
Some of them.
Yeah, I think they did. Most of them, I don't remember them actually taking attendance.
Some of them did. It depended on what class.
Did they know y'all by name?
Some classes. Yeah, depending on my music classes, they knew me by name. But, like, my marketing class, he took attendance, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like the really big classes where we were in, like, auditorium style, I used to sleep every day. I would come in there, fall asleep, and then I remember one of the days people were talking, and he just stood up there. He was like, "I get paid either way." just stood there in silence, and I was like, "All right, I mean, well, just gonna go perfect back to sleep."
Child, perfect time to take catch that.
It. Get a little snooze, you know, stretch up, morning yawn, all of that, you know, just.
Yeah, I didn't really have no classes that I could sleep in, though. Like, I was up in my classes.
Some days I used to fall asleep, but
that's what it is. Not that class. Because we only met, like, we met auditorium style one day a week. And then the next week, it would be in a class.
See, I had a class like that. It was called Future of Food. The teacher hated me. And so she would watch me.
Because you could cook better than the teacher?
Probably. Probably. We did no cooking in that class.
So you ain't a five-star chef.
But she just ain't like me.
But now on, nobody talking to me.
I don't know why she didn't like me, but it's probably because I was black. I think I might be the only black student. And then it was that's how I met Taisha. Because she was the only
other black student.
Well, she's
she was Dominican.
Oh,
technically she's black, but she doesn't colored. She doesn't see it that way.
What is it? The '70s colored.
So yeah, so she just hated both of us. So we became friends, did projects together.
That's fire.
And but I couldn't sleep in that class, even the auditorium. Wow. Even the auditorium style.
Take your time, Pastor.
The auditorium style class.
Take your time, Pastor. That's funny.
I can't remember what I was saying. Oh yeah, so I couldn't fall asleep in that class.
But yeah, what up, people?
Hey guys!
What it do?
Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gotta throw that in there.
So yeah, we back again for another week of talking and laughing. And laughing and talking. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. So that could be love, life, music. The pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of not happiness. We don't really talk about that, though. Manifestation, motivation.
Don't even... Just scratch that little last sentence.
Right.
We're not pursuing unhappiness. That's terrible.
We said regroup.
You know, I didn't think about it when I said it. But let's start over. If you're watching this podcast for the first time, it's about whatever we feel like talking about. So that could be love, life, music, happiness... Manifestation,
nothing
at all. Yeah. Stuff that's going on in our lives, stuff that's not going on. What ifs? What if nots? I don't know. But we're here again, so welcome. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. My name is Shaquoia D, and I have here with me.
It's your boy Damani.
It's breaking. being Breeze checking in.
So, before we actually get into the topic today, I have a question. So,
interesting.
And so basically, it's more of a question for you because you told me this yesterday.
Damani said, "I'm a lot closer to you than usual." But
you are a lot closer. I think your chair might be slanted more. But okay. So Damani said to me yesterday, because y'all people be saying that my talking voice doesn't sound like my singing voice at all. And then I had asked him. I was like, "So if you heard me talking, did you like? Does my talking voice?" Make you like? Do I sound like I can sing, just with my talking voice? And he said no. Do you agree? What?
Wow! But look,
before I said,
look, nah, I ain't say anything. No. To my defense, I didn't say anything. What does a singing talking voice sound like? Like, do it sound like I can sing? I feel like I sound like I can sing.
I mean, you sound like you do, like, I don't know. Like, you kind of sound like, you sound like how you rap and stuff. Suave. So, like, all right.
Debonair.
Anyway, so let's move on to the topic. But if I was just talking to you, if you just met me, you wouldn't think that I could sing?
Nah, you look like you do poetry.
But do I sound like I could sing? I do poetry sometimes.
Artsy. You give me artsy vibes.
No, I said talking, not looking at me. Like, me talking to you.
If you told me you could sing, I would believe it. But
if I didn't tell you I could sing, would you be like, I wonder if she could sing?
I'm trying to go around the question.
I know.
But just off...
It's not working.
I know. Just off your voice, I wouldn't be like, yeah, she a singer. I don't assume people can sing.
But...
But just by me talking... You don't think I can rap? Think I do poetry. Arts and crafts.
I would probably think
crafts you by co.
Like, come how on, I put plug that in there. Shameless plug book. Plug it in. Anyway, sorry. Plug it in. Anyways.
No, by your voice, I do not think you will be able to sing.
Wow.
But.
Because I have told somebody.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
I have told somebody.
Because once you open up that book and get the contents of what it has to offer. It may change your life.
I know. I've seen some covers and just knew automatically I would never want to read that book. But
did you get to know the book?
Have you heard somebody talk that you was like, they could probably sing?
Yes.
Who?
I can't think of it off the top of my head. It's a terrible time.
I'm just not one of those people.
But yeah. No, unfortunately. But it's okay. I have heard people. Because, you know, it's just in the tone. Like, you can probably sing, can't you?
Your voice, you don't give singing voice. Like, talk real quick.
What you want me to say? Now I'm upset, so I'm definitely not going to get nobody singer voice.
Say. Hold on, I'm about to give you a
script.
Oh,
I just...
Why are you whispering? Say.
Because that's how he said it to me.
That's just how I talk. Suave and debonair.
All right.
Never mind.
You don't got to send this for me?
I was going to say, for now on, don't nobody talk to me directly.
I almost said it too.
You got business with me. You talk to Huey. Huey, you talk to me. So, you got it?
So y'all both feel this way.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think I could rap by you talking to me?
You sound like you would have some... Like, you sound... You... The way that you talk, and you have
it's
a certain...
It's very
cadence.
Rhythmic. Like, it's very boom, bam, wham, pam.
Yeah, like, bam, I could hear you
slam,
putting that
not
on a record.
Cam, and bam, bam.
Yeah, the cam, and the bam, bam. Julia. I can hear all of it. You know I never make a fool of you.
And in my face, phony shorty,
phony P. What's the P stand for? Percent.
Pushing P.
But I'm a little bit hurt by this.
I mean, it's not a lot. Like, people have, especially when I'm at work, people. When I tell people I rap, they're like, "Wow, your voice sounds so pleasant. I can't really imagine you."
Why you got it? Why rapping? Would that mean?
I wear glasses. Okay. They told me I can't rap because I wear glasses.
Most artists wear glasses.
I know. They can't see.
But they still get the vit. You ain't even got it. Come on.
From Vision.
Ooh.
Don't even do me like, please. No photos, please. But, no, but I've gotten that at work. Like, people were like, "Why you rap?" I would have never guessed it, but you know, you just... I'm like, yeah.
And I don't talk. Like, I don't talk to people for real. I talk a lot more than I did, but.
I don't talk to people for real either.
But when you do, you don't give singer vibes.
What vibes do I give? What do y'all think my occupation is while I've been talking to y'all?
Data analytics.
For real? No.
I don't know.
This was your original statement, so what does it sound like I do?
Customer
service. Yo, customer service.
Guess call mercy, center. This is call, Sequoia.
Call center, absolutely. Like, I can't help you, ma'am.
Sorry, but let me get my supervisor. You one of them.
I mean, actually am, because I used to be like, oh, let me just go check with my supervisor really quickly. Do you mind if I just place you on a brief hold? And then I sit there.
I hope we get disconnected.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nah, we never really got disconnected when I was working in the call center.
When I was working in the call center, I wanted to get disconnected, but it was emergencies. So I was like, you know what? If something happened,
I don't want to feel bad.
Right.
Yeah, I can't really disconnect when I'm like in person. I mean, if people call and I answer the phone, I can disconnect it. I just be like, oh, I'm sorry, I just hang up the phone, but they'll call back. They always call back. Yeah.
Do you pick up again?
I try not to pick up the phone at all, actually.
I used to be like that.
Like the phone would be ringing right in front of my face, and I just turn the volume down. I'm not even, like, I just,
that's tough.
I ain't really have that option. I was a banker, though, so I had to.
Yeah, but they're not asking for nothing. They're not asking for me. They're asking questions about, hey, so if I wanted to do an IRA.
I just work here.
That's the other side. Yeah, if you want some money, I'm here.
I'm going to tell her. I tell you.
Where to go. I tell you how much money is in your account. Or I used to transfer them to the customer service line.
I used to love that. Like, I'm like, oh. I'm like, just give me one moment. It's the wrong department.
I hate when people do that to me, though. Like, whenever I call places, I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for, it's like, okay, just give me one moment. And I got a whole other person. I got to say the exact same thing over three times. That'd be so frustrating.
But it's different, if you do, a warm transfer or a cold transfer.
Oh, you was really working. I forgot all about them terminology.
Yeah.
Cold transfer.
Because the cold transfer, you just send it over, and then you got to repeat yourself. But it, depending on the situation, I might do a warm transfer, and then I'll explain to them what happened so that when you hop on the phone, with the person, they already know what's going on. They still might ask you to explain what's going on, but that's not on me.
I had to explain it three times one time. I was like, bro, I don't even care. Just, just help me. Somebody, please.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's really interesting. I mean, I've been doing customer service most of my life, but that's not the point. I'm a little offended. Because,
it's a surprise.
I didn't think you would, you said this to me. I've heard it from somebody else before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who said it. It was a very long time ago. Dang, I sound old. But, you said it. And it hurt.
At least there's honesty.
It hurt.
I mean, I'm kind of like him. I don't assume anybody can sing.
I don't either, but now it makes sense when I be breaking out into song and you be like, dang, I forgot you could sing. Now it's all connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look like artists. That's what I was told. I didn't look like an artist.
Because of the glasses?
Nah. Because
of the glasses. I swear I'm an artist.
I swear. But I hold the glasses up. Another switch.
That was my question.
Do you feel like you sound like you can sing?
I feel like I sound like me, so yeah, I feel like I sound like I can sing.
Do you feel like your singing voice sounds like your regular talking voice?
Yeah, I was about to say, I also feel like my singing voice sounds closer to my talking voice than other people say.
Sing.
Right now? What you want me to say?
We are dream girls.
I wasn't expecting that, so that made me laugh. alright. What was I singing downstairs?
A chair.
I'm gonna go to church for y'all.
Oh, okay, okay.
Take See, your this time. Is, I would have definitely, and I would have. Call back.
you don't
have to say.
Cause y'all heard me sing before.
I have heard.
The people might not have heard you sing.
If y'all ain't hear me sing, go to my Instagram, click on the link in my bio and stream my music and you'll hear how I sound. But, all right, I'm going to sing really, 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 really quick. I'm trying to stop laughing. All right. God is able to do just what he said he will do.
Sounds nothing like how you talk. What?
At all. For real?
At all. Jazzy and rhythmic.
I'm jazzy in real life. Okay, the way I said that just now wasn't very jazzy, but trust me.
I'm a fun guy. that's funny.
Let's move on. Goodness.
But nah, this leads me to a new topic.
What?
It's random. It has to do with the whole singing thing. If it's anybody that y'all could work with, what's the one person that y'all would work with? Like, do a song with.
Can I name more than one?
Or nah, just one.
Just the one?
The number one on the list.
The number one?
Number one.
Is it like genre based?
Nah, it's just by song.
Just
is it
song.
Dead or alive? Just alive?
Alive.
Oh, okay. Alive. I'm going to go with Brandy.
Because we speaking this into existence.
I'm going to say D'Angelo. I think that would be fire.
Oh, wow. Because y'all both got the brain. Oh, the love. Y'all.
Hey, yo, what?
No.
Wow.
Hey, no. That's not why. The man can sing.
He can sing.
What and about you, Mr.?
He the guitar and the keys.
Great. The black background. I'll make a song with Tank. I'm going to make a song with Tank.
That's fire.
I'm naming two. Brandy and Jasmine Sullivan. That's it.
You gotta pick one.
I'm naming two. Brandy and Jasmine Sullivan.
Brandy Sullivan?
Yes.
They a group now? Mm-hmm. Package deal?
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. Those my people. Mm-hmm. I love them so much. So.
That was a lot quicker than I thought that was gonna give us some time.
I mean, it's options. If you wanted me to name more people, I can name more people.
Alright, so why? I was about to ask you that.
I mean, cause y'all both got brains.
No, no, not at all. I would say D'Angelo because, like, I mean, I just think D'Angelo fire. Like,
I would have never guessed D'Angelo from you.
Really?
Cause you don't be listening to D'Angelo. You don't like smooth R&B.
Come on.
I am smooth and suave.
Nah, but then if you don't know why I would want to do D'Angelo, then you probably ain't as debonair.
But if I wanted smooth, debonair type of, I would go with Kim. That's what I would do. I would go with Kim.
Kim? I love Kim.
Kim is good.
Kim is fire. What are you, 40? Like, what is... Like, off the rip?
Show your age. You ever seen...
I love Kim. Kim is person. My mom saw Kim. I didn't see him in person. But
amazing.
Kim is amazing. That just wouldn't have been my first... like, off the rip?
Kim and D'Angelo around the same age, ain't they?
Let's Google it.
But, like, I guess they probably are.
Who you Googling?
I'm going to Google Kim.
All right, I'll do D'Angelo.
But, like, Kim is amazing. But it would just be, it's just different.
He's 52. What am I, 40? Sheesh.
D'Angelo's 47.
A few years, it's different. It's different.
Same era.
Okay. It's different, though. But... their music styles are very different, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and like, yeah, he loves D'Angelo. Mm. He loves his music and stuff like that.
That's good. Fun fact.
So why you? Why you pick Tank?
Why Tank? I love Tank.
So why you? Why Tank?
Nah, she fine. She can sing. She can rap amazingly. Like, yeah, she can do both amazingly. Mm-hmm. And her writing is amazing.
Tank is fine.
Like, she be coming from a tastefully toxic place. Like, she says some toxic things, but she don't just toxic you out and don't build you back up. I don't know if that's the right word, but the right terminology, but she don't just beat you up the whole time. She gonna beat you up, then she gonna give you a reason why she gotta
beat you
up. And then she just gonna be like, it's okay.
Nurture
it's
you
okay.
back to health.
I'm nurture you. Give me a hug. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Tink is fire. I want Tink to rap more personally.
I do too.
I think Tink should definitely rap a lot more. That's just me. I think because when she raps, it'd be like I don't see too many people that rap.
And nobody sounds than her. Like
yeah.
her.
Yeah, and her voice is yeah.
Her
super
voice
distinct.
Is so it's she just fire.
She gives general. Me a even like she gives me a balance of what I need.
Yeah, no, I don't mind her singing. I just yeah. think she like
she could she's, sing. Her singing is fire.
Yeah,
too,
her singing is fire. I think she just stands. I think she stands out a little bit more. When like when I hear her rap, it's like everything got to stop.
Mm-hmm. If you could rap and sing. Fun fact, he can rap and sing. what would you prefer to do? Well, you know.
Well, it depends. I think it depends on which one I feel like would again which one I feel like would help me stand out more. Like which one I feel like I was more naturally inclined to do.
So if you rap better than you, well, if you rap, if rapping helps you stand out more, but you enjoy singing more.
I'd probably rap a little bit more and then sing more for me. Mm-hmm. Only because, like, I understand that, like, I personally like to sing, but if I end up standing out more because I rap, then it's like, I stand out more because I rap, which is cool, because it's like... It doesn't mean I can't sing ever again. It just means that, like, my impact will probably be stronger as a rapper than it would be a singer. And that's fine. Like, it's still me. So it's like, it's not like I'm losing anything because I'm not, like, oh, they don't want to hear me sing.
So, when your rap shelf life ends, is over, mm-hmm. would you?
You going to get me
a singer?
I mean, I would be fine.
You going Gambino without?
I would be fine. I mean, that's what Drake's been trying to do for years.
All I hit is C notes. He was like, I don't need no yeah. vocal cords. All I hit is C notes.
But that's what one of the things he was saying. He was saying his dad was like, you can rap. And it's like, if you sing, in the later half of your career, it's like, people will still love you. So, it looks like it's working. Man's singing. He's still rapping, though. But
he not singing. That you going to be singing.
Am I not hot?
What?
He said, the man not hot, man. Look at this man accent.
That's why I was like, what?
It took me a second to realize what you're saying.
You are not hot. But you, what about you?
If I could rap and sing?
Nah, the first question.
I didn't know what I was answering. What you trying to say? What?
Nothing against you and your ability.
I know I'm playing.
You gotta go in order.
All right. So why I pick Brandi Sullivan?
Forgot that was a thing.
So I picked Brandi Sullivan because, all right. So Brandi, her vocals, she is the vocal Bible.
Mm.
Point blank. Period. She's amazing. The way she stacks her vocals is amazing. The way she stacks her vocals.
Take your time,
Pastor. It's amazing.
Let it make.
Just like the things that she can do with her her voice and her vocal cords is something that I study. Like, and to be in that presence, to actually learn firsthand and work with somebody like that, and even like potentially write for somebody like that, I would just be completely honored. I might be fangirling at first, but, you know, once I get past that, you know, then we'll be friends.
Mm.
Yeah. And then the Jasmine Sullivan part of it, her writing is amazing and her voice is amazing. Like, these are two of my favorite artists. Like, to be able to work with Jasmine Sullivan, to write with her, and then be friends? Because the friends part is happening, guys. It's happening. I would just be elated. So, yes.
College work.
Yeah, so they're just too
amazing. I just realized what he said.
College work. You said that so, like.
Yeah, that was so.
I just wasn't ready.
See how you do it.
I got to rewatch to catch it. Everybody will be on heads.
But yeah, they're just like two amazing artists, and like I would just love to work with them. That's just, and I know the music I don't want to just, you know, we could do a whole album together because it's going to be amazing. I just know. And they're already, you know, they already cool with each other. So they just need me.
Like the Powerpuff Girls.
Right. You know?
Bubbles.
I guess I could be Bubbles because she's the youngest. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I prefer Buttercup, but I'll be Bubbles with them, you know?
I see.
Why are you posing?
I don't know. I felt like it was, what does he see?
Nah, because out of the three, who would be Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup? I see. I feel like Jasmine Sullivan might be.
Probably
you Bubbles.
Probably Blossom. I can see Jasmine being Blossom.
I can see, but Brandy would be Blossom.
Yeah, I was.
She's the oldest, really? Most experienced.
Okay, that's fair. That is a fair point.
But who's the feistiest? Like, who can you see fighting somebody?
That's why I didn't say Brandy was Blossom, because I can see her fighting somebody. I know how that sounds, but maybe it's also because the character she plays in TV shows. Yeah, I can see her fighting somebody.
I mean, she also does boxing on the side. Yeah, but yeah. Jasmine Sullivan's also from Philly.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think that matters, because if we're talking about the singing dynamic of the Powerpuff Girls, I don't think that matters.
Nah, but Buttercup, she was like if you imagine the Grow Sisters, she was the big one.
I wouldn't say that.
Buttercup?
She was, okay, so.
All right, give me the breakdown. Okay. Maybe I was watching the wrong episode.
No. So basically, Blossom, okay, oldest, level-headed, calm, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. Buttercup. She was a middle child. She was feisty. She was ready. She was fresh. All of that stuff, right? Aggressive. All right. So, if we're talking... And then Bubbles, she's sweet, cuddly, cute, and wants to be nice to everybody.
I just want to say before you continue, I didn't know that they were different ages. I thought from the opening, they all came out at the same time.
I mean, like, technically so they did. So, that's why
I didn't know that one was older. I thought they was all the same age.
Like, technically they did.
They were born in the same second.
In my head.
Blossom.
Chemical X. You know, I thought it was.
I mean, but listen, in my head, there's the oldest, middle, and youngest.
Yeah. Wow. I always looked at it the same way she did. Wow.
Because y'all got siblings, oldest, middle, and youngest.
Nah, but no. If you look at it.
Go ahead, sorry.
The family dichotomy.
Come on, dichotomy. College work. All right.
Nah, it's just like how it's set up. Blossom was always the oldest. Buttercup was the middle. The outlaw.
It's the characteristics.
Yeah.
It's the characteristics that they were given. Also, and you said that like you don't got siblings.
I do, but like just because I was.
Oh, because you got one sibling?
Yeah.
Anyways, you know how.
It was even born when at the you, same minute, even same
when
second.
You have, even when you have triplets or twins, one comes out first.
But yeah,
three heads ain't because you can't because
three people can't come out of one person. Exactly. They came out of a tube. It was like chemical X. It would like it would just happen. To, so just it was think an explosion.
One, two, three. Boom, like that.
Maybe I can see if it was like sugar, this spice, what it is. Everything nice.
This exactly. What
it is. That's the order of how you put it in there. I guess
Roy G. Biv.
Come on now.
Red comes first, green, and then blue.
Then blue.
So.
Oldest, middle, youngest.
I guess.
Either way, we're going to be the Powerpuff Girls of R&B.
Of R&B. Yeah,
So yeah, we're going to be the Powerpuff Girls of R&B.
Tell me more.
And tell me more. Ding, ding, do, 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 do. Y'all know what that's from, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about that one. When I said
it to okay, me. It's from Greece. You don't know where it's from.
Actually, I realized I saw Greece because that's when they had the leather jackets, right?
You probably saw that because Ja Rule and Ashanti did the video.
No, I actually saw it. one of my friends, she had Is it a quinceañera?
Quinceañera,
yeah.
15.
Yeah, so when we were 15,
She had like a grease theme.
Oh, so you watched the movie so that you knew what was going on?
I had it on, and then they basically had us. Like I had to buy a fake leather, a faux leather jacket. And I think it's probably still hung up in my old closet.
Are there photos?
Yeah.
I need you to find them.
I mean, they're somewhere on my laptop.
Did you say laptop or laptop?
Laptop.
What do you say?
Laptop.
You say laptop?
No. Okay. Say laptop.
Did you hear somebody say laptop before?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Really? Laptop.
Do you say draw or draw?
What?
Like, you ever never heard somebody say, yeah, I was drawing?
Oh, I say I was drawing.
Drawing. You said
but draw? I heard drawling before too.
Drawl is an actual word. Like when you have like a southern drawl.
I thought you were about to say draw string. But is that drawer string or
a draw string?
What is happening? So we have a draw string, then we have a southern drawl.
I can't even sit back up.
How do you spell draw string?
It's like draw.
It's like draw.
English is stupid.
It's not. With the ER at the end.
It's D-R-A-W, I believe, right? Yes. It's like draw, like how you would draw.
Yes.
The same way red and read.
The same words,
but two different.
Draw.
Or like red and red.
Draw string.
Same thing.
Interesting.
Draw string is one word, though.
Mm-hmm. No spaces.
Draw string is one word.
And then draw. I didn't think it was two words. Go get him, Shorty.
If you guys hear barking, it's because we have a dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Artistic Pits. Go get you one.
Artistic
Shameless
Pits.
Shameless plugs.
It's probably nothing here, but just doing it. Just whenever we get it together. One of these days.
If it's not here, check the description.
Yeah, check the description if it's not up there. Draw. Definition. Draw. Produce by making lines.
Why are we looking up the definition?
Yeah, I didn't know we needed the definition of draw.
I wanted to see because you're talking about different draws, so I was just trying to see if they were actual definitions or if it was
colloquialism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna work on it. It's all right.
College word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I don't know why my sentences ain't sentencing today.
How did we? Okay, you mentioned lab. That's why. I'm like, how do we get here? What is this? The question I had for y'all was for your favorite. Oh my goodness! Pardon me, y'all. Our dog is outside. Is outside the door, just making a little bit of noise. But would you be upset? Would you be more upset if you could never work with your favorite artist, or if you work with your favorite artist and you just did not like them at all?
The second one. Mm. You know, I wanted to ask y'all that too, but I didn't want to, mess up the hopes and dreams. And I was like, what are y'all, me doing with y'all? Like, y'all, they, like,
terrible person, yeah.
I mean,
I don't think it's going to be like that.
I don't either, but it's like, as outsiders, you don't know the people. You don't know if you're... Also, looking at entertainers, a lot of times, their personalities that you see aren't like their 24/7 personality. Mm-hmm. Like, you're getting them in performance mode rather than them in their everyday mode. So,
I be trying to get people me in my everyday mode. Mm-hmm. I laugh all day. I like to sit in quiet, peace, tranquility. You know, I like long walks on the
boat. Like a Christian Bieber profile.
And I'm sitting here just listening, I like long walks.
You see how you draw them in? It's like calm, keep it low,
mm-hmm.
Eye contact. They listening, you keep it to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Which one would you be more disappointed in?
Probably the second one. I mean, but then again, it's like probably the second one. I probably just wouldn't be able to look at them the same afterwards, because then it's like, it depends on to what degree I don't like them when I meet them.
Right.
Like if they're just like an ass, like it's like, all right, cool, whatever. But like if they end up being like a terrible person, I probably would never want to listen to any of their music again, which is like, oh, that kind of sucks.
But it, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm gonna be honest. I seen an artist before that I was like a huge fan of in person, like when they had came to our school to perform, in college, and
interesting, interesante,
and like oh because I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't I know what you're talking about. It was a we I mean we went to a PWI, so it was like the artist that came, it wasn't that huge of a turnout. So, but you could see, like, the annoyance on their face, and it's, like, you could tell they didn't want to be there while they was performing. Mm. And, like, I loved their music. And since that performance, I haven't really listened to their music like that before. Mm. Like that, like I used to before. Because it kind of left, like, a little bit of a nasty taste in my mouth. Because, like, I can clearly see, like, you don't... You're not even, like, trying to fake, like, you are happy to be here or happy to be on the stage. And, like, it's just, like, at least there's people here. Like, it's not like it was only five people. It was, like, some people there, and you're at a PWI. and you're at a PWI in the middle of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So, but anyways, yeah, so... I understand how you feel like you wouldn't want to listen to her music. And it's not even that. Like, I never want to listen to their music again. It's just that I just haven't really gone back to it that much. Like, now, sometimes I listen to it. It was also a different time in my life. So, like, the songs don't necessarily resonate like they used to. But after that, it just kind of left me. I was just like, oh, okay. They still might be a cool person in real life. Like, if I meet them, like, I'm not going to mess up the opportunity to work with them. But, yeah, I get your sentiments. Yeah.
What was your question?
Well, it wasn't a question. I was just going to say, if, like, I meet them in their ass, then,
it is what it is.
Yeah, it's clipped. Yeah. I'm good on this opportunity. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Stay blessed, stay black. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Tank, she, I like her.
Like, yeah, I mean, I think she seemed like she cool people.
We're going to be cool.
Friends, yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I'm happy for us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
But yeah. That's all I got. In regards to that. Like, yeah, I did. Yeah, because I haven't met any of, like, I don't really think I've met too many, like, actually had full-blown conversations with any artists. So I don't know.
I mean, not anyone like a... Like a super large scale.
Yeah, it's not like I'm walking down the street and it's like, it's Hov. Like, which.
Right.
Like,
I'm not.
It just doesn't usually happen.
I'll be thinking things, but y'all won't be saying what I'll be thinking. So I'll be hearing what's in my head, but I'll also be hearing y'all.
So
you said Hov, I said soldier.
Yo, see, a soldier boy, that would have been hilarious.
I can imagine. Boy, funny.
He has a reality show that's coming out.
Word.
Y'all gonna watch it?
I don't watch reality TV.
Yes, you do.
I haven't watched regular TV in a very long time. I mean, yeah, I haven't watched TV that isn't streamable.
It might be streamable. I'm probably not gonna watch it, but I just wanted to know y'all interest level. Sounds very low.
I'll probably catch like a clip or two off Twitter or something. But.
I don't even know if I'm gonna catch a clip because I don't follow the Shade Room, so I don't be seeing stuff half the time.
I can already see Soulja. I already did that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, he knows how to grab attention.
He does.
That's why I said it's. I'm gonna see some clips.
Yeah,
he's gonna be. That man is funny. He's a genius. Mm. You know they say Einstein was crazy.
Who said he was crazy?
I don't know.
Somebody probably said he was crazy.
I'm sure, but like I meant out of us, like right now.
Yeah, I mean everybody has genius level talent. I'm just not as quick to say Soulja Boy is a genius.
Mm.
But that's just me. He got genius level talent. Everybody did.
Nah, he's the reason why music is how it is now.
He's one of the reasons. I believe
he's a big factor why.
He's a great businessman.
Why the landscape of music is even do-it-yourself type of thing.
Yeah, no, if it wasn't for him, like, because he was the first on, like, on YouTube for real. Like, yeah. So he his impact is huge. I'm not saying.
He had the first iPhone.
Yeah, I like him. She's a voice over. I'm killing him tonight.
I definitely saw a video. Did y'all see that video? Where he actually had the first iPhone.
That's the hilarious part about it isn't even the fact that, like, he says that he makes the claim, is that
they
be true.
He always has the receipt to prove it. Like, it just be like, oh, okay. I was the first person to spell my name out with hundreds. It's like, wow, I guess I can't really dispute this. You got a picture from
my
2000. Yeah, like, I can't. Wow, I didn't even know that was it. You was looking
people,
for that?
People was doing that in the MySpace days. I wonder what happened to MySpace.
MySpace still there. It's not doing too much, but it's still there.
Well, like, how is it still functioning?
I don't know. You gotta ask Tom.
Apparently, it's like more music based. Apparently,
I heard that. I heard that a few.
Get out my head.
I heard that a few years ago, and I had tried to log into my old account, but
access denied.
Yeah, you should do voiceover. It definitely would not. I can't remember my password, so.
I think I remember mine. I'm gonna try it.
I don't remember mine. I could probably figure mine out, but
I'm gonna try and reset
not,
it.
It's not too many that I would have used.
At the time, I had some wonky passwords back then.
I think I graduated from my old password, and now, like, that I will use for that. I don't know what it would possibly be.
MySpace was them days, though. I remember MySpace.
My songs used to be
what my fire. Curated playlist, like, for my page.
My song. People used to go to my page just to see what song I had on, and it was like, "Oh, I got this from you." And I was like, "You're welcome."
The fact that we were actually coding our own pages is mad crazy. And nobody remembers how to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Going there, clickety click click. SpongeBob.
Yeah, like, oh, SpongeBob with the chain.
We had stuff falling down, like stuff just falling, programming different music, different, like, random backgrounds. Like, that was personal. I just clicked forgot password to see.
Do you remember your email?
Mm-hmm. I hope it was this email. If it was an older email than this, then this thing's gonna be lost forever. But it sent me my thing. Reset password request.
You're about to be on the MySpace.
The first page is like news. It's like articles and stuff like that.
Well, didn't like it kind of makes sense, because didn't like the person who owns Twitter, what's his name, Jack Dorsey, buy MySpace or something?
Oh,
like
he
that?
Bought it.
I don't know. I'm just out here spouting rumors. I have no.
I'm in.
We're no news reporters
at all.
I'm in.
So let me try after these messages.
It says our terms have changed. We recently updated our term of use for MySpace effective May 25th, 2018. Cool job.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna just agree so I can move forward. But this is what it looked like. Like, it's like news on the front page.
Word. All right. So after these messages, we found out that I don't know my password.
I didn't even try mine. So
I reset mine. So
I might not even know the password to my email that I had. Start over. Start fresh.
We'll see what happens.
Create a new try.
I hope my page still looks the same.
This guy over here. New tribe.
Well, do you guys have anything else to say today? Anything else to say today? No? Okay.
I really heard music.
I just made that up on the spot.
Jingles.
Jingles, book me for jingles, like... Y'all got a commercial or something? Like,
Plain white rice. Plain white rice. Sea elbow.
Oh. Hurting man's hand.
You won't talk like that.
Yeah, not at all.
See how we bring it all the way back to the circle?
I do talk like that.
You don't.
I do talk like that.
I can sing up there, too.
Say the same thing you just sang up there.
30 minutes in.
Now talk.
It will be done. Yeah.
Don't sound.
It does!
Not.
It does not. Yeah, it does.
All right.
It's okay, though.
Because this is the gray area. Room for improvement. Ha ha. Me gusta.
Room for improvement.
I don't
know. All right. So, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area!
I'm Shakoya D.
It's breaking.
It's your boy, Damani.
And, yeah.
That's
don't forget.
Going out now. Coming in, it's breaking. I'm going out, lose.
So, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Our podcast is now available on everywhere that podcasts are available. So look us up, check us out. Make sure you click on our stuff.
Yep, the Gray Area is
podcast.
The T-H-E Gray G-R-A-E.
Because we fancy.
Area, A-R-E-A, podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. And then the logo looks like a
like pink splash, splatter. Like sun.
Blue.
Like blue.
It's blue with...
It'll be down here.
You'll see it.
We gotta
explain this.
Which side it'll be.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you know, you know. You know?
If you know, you know. It'll be here, though. But thanks for joining us
today.
If
you know,
you know.
You gotta ask, and I don't know them folks. You know this shit. And I'm on top of the top. That shit line. Let me stop, man. Give them a sneak peek. Wrap it up, then.
All right. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. We'll see y'all next week.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Adios!